Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist. That's right. Inner Peace Practitioner. I'm going to throw in Oracle, Teacher, but more importantly, an ongoing, ever ongoing student, ongoing practicing student. I'm just like you. I just practice 24/7. And when I say, let me just share this really quick. The good news is happiness is a practice skill. And when I talk about happiness, I'm not talking about something happens and now I'm happy. Whee! No, I'm talking about a personal vibration, a personal energy, a personal foundation. So, this, you know, and I interchange the words with happiness, contentment, inner peace. It's the same. Same. For me, it's the same. And I had some people make comments, and I went exchanged some comments with a follower a few days ago, and they were talking about the difference between happiness and the difference between inner peace and the difference between contentment. And if you have inner peace, then you're automatically content. I get it. It's the same thing. This is an umbrella of energy. I just want to make that really clear. And before I go on, first of all, thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. I don't know how the show is growing. It's growing organically. Thank you for sharing it. And thank you for being interested, whether it's one person or whether it's a million people. One of the things that I learned, one of my lessons, it was so hard to learn this one too. Actually, it was a baseball bat to the back of my head. I learned it pretty quickly years ago when I first started doing Reality Spirituality Radio. And, you know, I would look at the numbers. I don't know how many people look at your likes or look at your numbers or look at how many people are following you or how many people listened. And back in the day, there were zero people listening, maybe one person listened one week, and then zero people listened the next week, two people listened. And I was complaining to the universe, hey, why aren't more people listening to the show? And the universe gave me a very strong message. We're listening. Isn't that enough? I've shared that story more than once, and it's just a reminder for me that it has nothing to do with anything outside. It has nothing to do with how much. It has nothing to do with a number, this external, getting some kind of external, what do I want to say, external food. No. I'm just speaking for myself. No, I'm good. I don't need anything externally. Wants, desires, the only want, the only desire. Uh-oh, put your seatbelt on for this one. The only want, the only desire that I have. Oh, it hurts. It hurts. Well, it used to hurt. Whatever the universe has planned for me, that's my desire. Whatever the universe, and I use the term universe God, you can use God, you can interchange it with source, higher power, spirit. The word, if you've noticed, if you're just listening to me for the first time, the words are not important. The energy is everything. So back to the desires and the wants. No, I don't have any of those anymore. Whatever I am faced with, whatever's on my journey, whatever's on my path, thank you, question mark. I know my ego wants more. My ego wants something else to happen in the present moment, and that's the topic of today. The topic of today's show is practicing living in the present moment. Why live in the present moment? Don't tell anybody, but the present moment is the only thing that's real. And I say real, I'm using air quotes on that real thing, because if you studied, if you know, we're living in multiple dimensions at the same time. So what is real? But as a practicing happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, my practice is living in the present moment. But how do you do that? How do you practice living in the present moment, especially when I've been, and all of us have been, programmed to live either in yesterday, talk about yesterday, or the future? In fact, raise your hand. How many of you are actively living in the present moment all the time? Exactly. It's more than a notion. But the good news is it is a practice. And the more that you do, the more that you practice, guess what? The more results you will have, the more results you will experience. Let me just do this really quick, a little bit of housekeeping. If you want to speak with me live, the number here is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Or if you're listening on Wisdom, you can always ask to join the conversation. But let me just get back to a brief introduction. Let me share with you my definition of happiness. My definition of happiness is the ability to vibrate an energy of peace, contentment, inner peace, regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. I visualize myself in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean standing up in a rowboat. Did I say rowboat? A little boat. Canoe, doesn't it? Boat. And storms, winds, rain, waves, which represents life. I don't know about you, but I can't control the storms of life. Never have. And there's one always around the corner, just waiting to hit. Just because I'm a happiness specialist doesn't mean that I don't experience the same thing you experience. The challenges of finances, the challenges of health, the challenges of getting older, the challenges of relationships, the challenges of life. But the practice, when I say happiness is a practice skill, the practice comes with practicing what? All of the behaviors that have been proven to add to peace, to add to contentment, to add to your happiness. What are those behaviors, Rebecca? What are those? Well, thank you for asking. These are non-programmed behaviors that are proven that will add to your inner peace, contentment, and happiness. Who wants to know what they are? Oh, everybody's raising their hand. Good. Some of them, because I have a list of, what is my list up to? 22 now. 22. Some of them are surrendering in the moment. It doesn't matter what's happening. It doesn't matter the moment, what the moment looks like, what the moment feels like. but the practice of surrendering, the practice of knowing, believing, trusting that whatever you are experiencing is for your betterment. Whatever you are experiencing is there to serve you. I don't care how uncomfortable it feels. And if you are listening to this show, you know that's the truth. You know that there are reasons why all of us experience different challenges throughout the day, throughout our lives. And if you are really, another practice is just being self-aware. Being aware that whatever storm hits, number one, you know that storms come and storms go. Come and go. The sun rises, the sun sets. And especially, it's the full moon now. I don't know about you, but that full moon, I can feel it. I can feel it in my body. I can feel it in my soul. Right before it right before the full moon hits, there is a, how do I describe it? There is a, hold on a second. I've got to drink some water. Hold on, audience. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. This is reality spirituality. There is some kind of different energy around the full moon. And one thing that I can feel, if I'm feeling irritated, annoyed, bothered during this time, one of my practices is to hibernate. Hibernate. Less talking. In fact, almost no talking, just listening, waiting it out, waiting the storm out. That's the practice. And I've been hibernating for the last two to three days. And in fact, I was going to ask my sister for breakfast, and I did ask her for breakfast yesterday. And I said, you know, you're in this hibernation mode. This is dangerous. Going out into the public and being a little bit. I use the word charged. You can tell. I can tell when there's the smallest thing that doesn't usually annoy me just starts to annoy me. You can feel when there's different phases. This is the good news. When I say happiness is a practice skill, one of the practices is, and I'm going to get back to the behaviors, one of the practices is to know yourself, is to practice knowing who you are without the program. Who are you without the programs? And the programs are so apparent. From worrying to having expectations, to living in the past, to making judgments, to not being able to have another perspective, to what are some of the other ones right off the top of my head? Resisting, trying to control anything that you don't have any control over, or even talking about something that you don't have any control over. All of those program behaviors subtract from your peace, subtract from your contentment. So when I talk about happiness, inner peace, and contentment are practice skills, just like any other skill, the more you commit to the practice, the better your results. So the question that you have to ask yourself, I can't answer it for you. The question that you have to ask yourself when you're looking in the mirror, oh, that's a hard one. That's a hard one to go right to the mirror and say, oh, it's me. Who teaches that? It's me. It's not them. It's me. Oh, I'm feeling your pain. But the truth is, with that, it's me. The good news is that's how powerful you are. You can make different choices. You can make different decisions. You can behave differently. when you make a commitment, when you prioritize, when you think this inner peace, this contentment is number one. You know, I heard this a few weeks ago. I should have started it, not should. Never use that word should. I just did. Stop it. There's two words I don't use, should and mistake. Those are two words I don't use, and I just use should. Back to the whatever I was saying. When I ask people, is contentment important to you? Is inner peace important? Everybody raises their hand. Yes, happiness. Yes, I want more. Yes. But just raising your hand and wanting it is not enough. Just like a professional athlete, a professional musician, a writer, a speaker, a landscaper, a painter, a mechanic, it's not enough. It's daily practice. It's prioritizing happiness over everything else, over every other goal. Whoa, and I get a lot of pushback on that. But for me, literal me, yours truly, my belief is I serve not only myself, but anybody else that I come into contact with. I serve anyone else the best, I'm using air quotes, when I'm at peace, when I feel content, when my shoulders are down, when I am relaxed, when I'm able to vibrate a vibration of contentment. And when I talk about happiness, I'm really talking about a vibration, a personal vibration, a personal energy. And that's another thing. Let me just stay on this personal thing. One of the biggest program behaviors that subtracts from your happiness instantly is taking anything that anyone does personally. Taking anything personally. And I get a lot of that, but know that it's not your fault. I was programmed. You were programmed to take what people say personally. You were programmed to get offended. You are programmed to think that a word or someone else can hurt your feelings or make you feel a certain way. And I'm here to tell you that that's just not the truth. Your feelings, your vibration, your energy is your responsibility. Oops, now you know why I don't have any friends. So the message that I share is controversial, it's disruptive, it's contentious, and it is unpopular. Who's running to the mirror for their solutions? Ooh. My definition, again, is the ability to be at peace regardless, the ability to vibrate an energy of peace regardless of what happens. Happiness is a state of mind. And when you practice 24/7, this peace, this contentment becomes your identity. It becomes your go-to. Again, if you want to call in and speak with me live, the number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And if you want to, if you have a comment or if you have a question, just press the number 1. Thank you. Today's topic, let me just really quickly, I started off sharing some of the behaviors that add to your contentment, and I said choosing peace in all moments. So listen, one of the things is knowing your audience. You know your family members, you know even strangers, knowing your audience. And when you know that the majority of people, okay, here we go, seatbelts. When you know that the majority of people are programmed, that the majority of people are walking around and responding because of a program, because of their programming, it's easier to make a different choice. There's a difference between responding to someone and reacting. Responding versus reacting. Which one do you think is going to bring more peace? Responding. Responding requires conscious behavior, a conscious choice of what to say and or what not to say. So some of the behaviors that add to inner peace, contentment, and happiness is another one is practicing trust. Practicing trust. You know the only reason why people worry? There's only one reason. It's lack of trust. Choosing your perspective. If you are stuck, if you are being challenged by whatever is going on in your life, and you can only muster up one perspective, one way to look at the situation, one way, you know that way that you can only see it is coming from the ego. Either you call it the ego, you call it lower consciousness, you call it the critical mind. You know that voice that never, 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 ever shuts up. You know that one. I have it too. But one of the practices is just to witness those stories, witness that voice, witness those thoughts as opposed to identifying with them. And when you are aware of those constant feel bad, something's wrong stories, I have them, practice coming up with another perspective. Practice coming up with more than one perspective. Not just one. When I see something only one way, oh, there's no other way to look at this. This is awful. In fact, there's just so much. There's so many videos and clips online and so many things that are disturbing to my ego. But then I fall back and practice. I don't try to pretend that I can comprehend the universe's plan, the divine's plan, the all that there is plan, whatever term you want to use. I can't even comprehend it. So I realize that that it is limited, and my ego wants to limit it even more. Let me get to today's topic of living in the present moment and how to practice it. And why is it important? I asked you to put your seatbelts on, so I hope they're still on. How many of you out there have buttons that get pushed? You know, from time to time, something happens. And reoccurring buttons. Oh, aren't those the best? When am I ever going to let go of that? Well, the first thing is, if you have any, or some people call it triggers, if you're triggered or your buttons get pushed, do you realize there's only one reason why that happens? Because you're in the past. It's impossible to have a button that's pushed or to be triggered, or to be annoyed by something that's not in the past. I don't know, but that's pretty mind blowing. And you know, let me just share a quick story, a personal story. I'm meeting one of my girlfriends later today, and I haven't seen her. Let's see, wow, 3 years, maybe, over 5 years. So she's in California, and she's visiting over 5 years. And so we're meeting. We're actually going to a show later on. And one of the things that my ego just will not let me forget, the ego never lets never lets me forget any kind of personal insult that I perceive, my ego perceives as happened. And so this was at the beginning of the lockdown, at the beginning of the pandemic. And I know we all have sides. We have I know the mask versus the unmask, the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. I get all of that. And you know, let me jump on that really quick. One of the things that subtracts from your peace and your happiness and your contentment, that whole vibration, is thinking that you're different. And meaning, scratch that, not thinking that you're different, is acting as though you are separate than someone else, especially those people, you know the ones that don't agree with you, you know those people, you know the people that are wrong, the people that their perspectives are wrong, you know those people. Well, right when this happened, when they announced the lockdown, little old me with myself, I said, I'm just a little different. I'm just a little different. In fact, this is how different I am. I was born on the same day, December 1st, 1955. Don't tell anybody. December 1st, 1955 was the same day that Rosa Parks refused to sit at the back of the bus. The same day. So I'm running with that, saying that I'm one of those rebels, So when they announced the lockdown, I said, "Hey, you can't tell me I have to stay in my house." If you're judging, you're judging. All judgments subtract from happiness. I got in my car and I drove from Oregon to California. I said, "No, you can't tell me I have to stay in my house." And this particular friend that I'm meeting tonight in over 5 years, she sent me a text and she said, "Shelter in place. You can't drive anywhere. Shelter in place." I'll never forget it. Of course I'll never forget it. I'm bringing it up 5 years later. And I already had a conversation with myself. And I already said, "That better not come out of your mouth." Because that is a challenge. What the ego needs more than anything else is attention, needs to be fed, needs to be fueled, needs to make decisions. And I will be damned if I'm going to allow that memory or that trigger or that button to come into today's conversation. No, I'm going to eat all of it. But let me back up a little bit. If for whatever reason that pops out of my mouth, if why did you tell me to shelter in place? How dare you tell me? That's another thing. That's another one of my ego's carrots, is telling me what to do, someone else telling me what to do. I'm just being transparent here. I'm just not a fan. I'm not a fan of somebody else in my business. I'm not a fan of it because I'm not going to be in your business anymore. I used to. Oh, I could, I could look at somebody and know what they needed to do and why they needed to do it. I could just come up with 100 things for somebody else. But if you want to experience more contentment, if you want to experience more inner peace, it's staying out of these people's business and allowing the universe and allowing the universe to drive, because quite frankly, that's who's in control. That's just their journey. I had to have a conversation. The ego will keep something on the stove for years, decades. And that I used to be, oh, talk about holding a grudge. All grudges are from the past. Well, that's obvious. But any irritation, any button pushing, any talking about yesterday. You're not living in the present moment. What is the benefit? How do you practice living, staying in the present moment? It is a practice. And if you know, not if you know, and you know what you practice gets easier, gets easier. The more you practice, the easier of whatever you're practicing, whatever you're practicing gets easier. Oh, man, was that hard to say. Whatever you practice consistently gets easier. Some of the things that I practice, if I am conscious, which is most of the time, is just looking. Of course, we talk about, you know, the breathing and concentrating on your breath, taking deep breaths to bring you back to the present moment. Inhale 4 seconds, inhale, hold it for 4 seconds, out, exhale, and just take deeper breaths, take slower breaths. That's a practice. Another, and I'm open to anybody if you have suggestions about what do you practice, how do you practice living in the present moment. Another thing is peepers open and just noticing your surroundings, noticing the shapes of your surroundings. Oh, I'm looking at square drawers. I'm looking at a round dish. I'm looking at a blue vase. I'm looking at a plant. It's a constant practice to keep, to remind you to stay in the present. If you are triggered, if you are judging, it's all coming from yesterday. So you're dragging what you're dragging yesterday's moment into today. You're dragging I use the example of overpacking. I haven't mastered that yet. How not to go on a trip and not to overpack. Haven't mastered it. 67, haven't mastered it. But it's just the same as overpacking. I'm bringing yesterday's moment. I'm bringing these suitcases that have everything about yesterday into the present moment. The other thing is, when I mentioned my girlfriend that I'm going to see later on, one of the things that these program people, and I say it with love, I'm only describing, there's a difference between describing and judging. I'm only describing. I already know that it's going to be a conversation. What have you been doing? What's going on? What's the latest? It's been 5 years, at least 5 years, maybe even more. Talk about a button pushing. I am not into catching up. The catching up. I really don't care to talk about what you did 3 years ago or what happened 3 years ago. I'm just not interested. That's another practice. And I know it's common for the program to let's talk about yesterday, catching up 5 years. And I'm going to scratch that, because there's another thing. Living in the present moment means not planning the future. What? You heard me. Living in the present moment means not planning the future. Now, it's totally different. There are exceptions. If you need to get on a plane, you have a doctor's appointment, an event to go to, I totally understand it. But this planning for the future and this looking forward to, I can't wait till having something to look forward to for the future, yours truly doesn't do that. So I got a question. I did get a question. I believe it might have been a wisdom question. What do you look forward to? And I answered, nothing. So what do I look forward to? Nothing. Living in the present moment means, savoring. My eyes are closed now. Savoring in the present moment. If you're in the present moment, there is no room. There is no place for what I'm looking forward. What am I looking forward to? How about the next moment? And that's it. There is a big, when I say there's, okay, let me just back up a little bit. The first part of this practice, when I say happiness is a practice skill, the first part of the practice is to gradually eliminate, while practicing patience, because that's a big one, while practicing patience with yourself and with the process, behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your contentment. Now, what are some of those behaviors? I'm up to 50, 52 or 53. And one of them is talking about looking forward to the future. I get it. I promise you, I get it. But you're either living in the present moment or you're not. You're either soaking in the present moment, soaking it in, experiencing it, or you're not. You can't. You're either vibrating satisfaction or dissatisfaction or not. Not or not, but you're either vibrating satisfaction or dissatisfaction in any moment. And the present moment is where it's at. One of the things, when I say happiness is the new wealth, I'm riding with that, but I also realize that it's not for everybody. I also realize that this living in the present moment can feel uncomfortable, very uncomfortable, especially if you're used to talking about yesterday, especially if you're used to talking about the future, especially if you're not used to living in the present moment. I know I wasn't. It's where the ego dreads. It's where the ego does not want to be in the present. The ego loses its power in the present moment. If you're living in the present moment, if you're staying in the present moment, if you are grounded in the present moment, if you are opening your arms and you are experiencing the present moment, the ego hates it. The ego wants the past and the future. Backing up a little bit, I'm not hating on the ego. I just recognize my audience, and I know that my ego is in charge, that my ego has the upper hand, that my ego is the one navigating if I'm not in the present moment. The importance of living in the present moment, there's no such thing as a button being pushed. There's no such thing as being triggered, because all triggers and all buttons come from yesterday. When I say practice, I mean practice. When I say practice, it's letting go of wanting anything to happen instantly. How good are you with patience? The present moment is all about patience. The present moment is all about patience. In fact, if you're impatient, it comes from two things. Number one, it's a habit. Number two, it's a program. You know, we're all programmed to be impatient. That's a program. All programs subtract from your peace. Every single one of them, man-made programs. When you are patient, when you are impatient, and you're in the middle of past and future. This is taking too long. When? Don't think that I don't get it. Don't think that I don't experience it. When? If you've listened to me, you know that in 2018 I discovered that when my mother died, she left the family house to her handyman. It took me 2 weeks to be able to laugh at that story. That's a funny story because the bottom line is my mother didn't give the house to the handyman. It wasn't the handyman's fault. It wasn't the attorney's fault. It wasn't my mother's fault. The universe did that to me. And guess what? That was 2018. That battle back and forth, it's still going on. 5 years. Now, if you had told me in 2018 that this whole handyman thing, attorney thing, is going to still be happening in 5 years, oh, my goodness, I would have blown my head off. 5 years. How's that for patience? Don't think that I didn't struggle with that. It's probably been in the last year that I've let go and told the universe, oh my gosh, it even hurts me to, it doesn't hurt me, but it just bothers me to even say that. All right, universe, I surrender. 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years. Whatever, I already told you, my wants and my desires is whatever the universe wants and desires. Is something wrong with that? Is something wrong with it taking that much time? I used to say yes. And now I realize the bigger lesson is the practice of patience. And that's not an easy practice. But it is easy when I practice trusting and letting go. When I practice leaning back and know that everything happens when it's time. Everything happens when it's time. And if it's not happening, it's not because I didn't do anything, I didn't say enough, I didn't do enough, they didn't do enough, they didn't say enough, none of that. If something is not happening, if something is not manifested, how's that one? It's only because it's not time. It's not easy being a happiness specialist, let me tell you. Oh, it's not easy. Everything happens when it's time. What's the second thing I'm waiting for? Oh, this thing about waiting. This program of waiting. So I discovered that's another program. And this waiting comes from not only the program, but now I'm waiting for something to happen in the future. Am I in the present moment if I'm waiting for something to happen in the future? Am I living in the present moment? The answer is hell no. I discovered this was a few months ago, losing track of time. It was one of the things that I asked the universe for, and when I asked is, how do I let go? How do I let go of any irritation, of any annoyance? How do I let go of all of that? How do I live in the present moment? With vibrating satisfaction, and I mean pure satisfaction, in the moment, in the day, in the mirror, with all of it, feeling, being satisfied. How do I do that? Well, this program of waiting, it's a real deep. Waiting for money, waiting for the ideal weight, waiting. You know, I have this thing, it's so funny, I used to be heavier, and then I would lose weight, and then I would gain weight, and then I would lose weight, and I just remember when I was younger, waiting to be the ideal weight. I've been skinny, and I've been chunky. I've been thin, and I've been chunky. And I had never been satisfied with either one. That's when I say this program goes deep. The ego goes deep. The ego is always about dissatisfaction. Waiting for the perfect romantic relationship. Waiting for something to manifest so that I would feel better. Waiting for something, fill in the blank, to manifest so I would feel better. The truth is, this waiting for something in the future to manifest, it's just another program. And it is a program that has nothing to do with the present moment. If you're waiting for something in the present moment, know that that's a program. And I was going to say robbing yourself of the present moment, but it is. I'm only going to speak for myself. But it is. The richness, the savoring the present moment. And this ego is strong and it's tricky. My ego, critical mind, lives in a constant state. Let me see if you relate to this. Lives in a constant state of discontent. Discontent and dissatisfaction. There's always something wrong. There's always something that needs to do. I didn't do enough. I did too much, or I didn't do enough. At least those are the stories I hear in my head. But the stories are programs too. The good news is I'm not my ego. You're not your ego either. And I refuse to believe, and I refuse to give 1 ounce of focus or power to that entity that tries to say that I am, that this is you. No. I'm not my stories. I'm not my thoughts. I'm a physical, universal being living in a physical body. I refuse to give focus. I refuse to give the power to any program, story that my mind just constantly vomits. That's right. It's just a vomiting of constant stories. Living in the present moment. So how about this? I'm in the present moment, and I've got these stories in my head going on. Just like you do. I haven't been able to silence the stories yet. I mean, if I'm living with them, there you go. But I definitely don't give them any, I don't give the stories, the thoughts, any power. I hear them, but the practice is to witness. The practice, living in the present moment, the practice is to witness. Witness. How many of you practice witnessing? How many of you practice, how many of you identify with the stories, with the thoughts? And how many of you just witness? Which do you think is going to bring about an energy of contentment? The witnessing or the identifying? And that was a couple of weeks ago. That was the show where I talked about either are you identifying with the physical or the physical you or the spiritual you, conscious you. And at this stage, I'm letting go of the humanness, not letting go. It's hard to let go, but I'm definitely directing, definitely leaning towards, I gotta let go of this human. It's too many, too many roadblocks, too many speed bumps, too many brick walls. The spiritual practice is living in the present moment. So living in the present moment. So let me get back to that. How about, and here is a solution. How about just like, I don't know, the practice of living in the present moment, practice it for 2 minutes a day. Practice staying focused, being aware for 2 minutes. And if that's too much, drop it down to a minute. And if that's too much, drop it down to 30 seconds. And if that's too much, drop it down to 10 seconds. But you get what I'm saying. You practice for 30 seconds. And you may practice for 30 seconds and be in the present moment and stay in the present moment. And you may do that for a week. How about 2 weeks? Leave yourself open. Open without the self-criticism of, oh, gosh, I'm not in the present moment anymore. Because I go back and forth, too. I can get into the head and I'm in my head. I'm listening to the story. Snap out of it. You can do that with either observing. You can do that with an action. And usually the other thing is if I'm learning something, not learning something new, but if I'm reading something new or experiencing something new, doing something different, I'm in the present moment. And that's another practice, just or concentrating, or when I say learning, it could be learning how to tie a tie. Or you know what I learned how to do yesterday? I made greens for the first time, collard greens, mustard greens, what's the other one? Turnip greens. Yeah, for the first time I made greens. So it's anything new keeps you in the present moment that you're learning how to do. So the practice every day, whether it's a minute or whether you get it all the way up to 5 minutes or whether you get it up to 10 minutes. And some people ask me about meditation. I understand. I don't meditate in the traditional way. I just don't. I don't sit and meditate. But I do have a constant communication, constant relationship with what I call the universe. You can call it whatever you want, what I call the universe. In fact, there's a, who, his name is Barsha, B-A-S-H-A-R. It's an entity that, I forgot his name. Anyway, he channels. And he calls the entity the creator. He calls it all that is. I like that too. And with all of that, you know, I forgot my point. Oh, in the present moment, having a conversation, having a relationship, a constant conversation. So my meditation is just being constant in a constant communication with the universe. And it's constant. Again, if you want to ask a question, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Press the number 1, area code 646-564-9619. Or if you want to join on Wisdom, just ask to join. You see how nice I am? Happiness, inner peace, and contentment are all practiced skills. I realize that this happiness thing, that this world is, doesn't really, I may be off, but doesn't really value inner peace. It really doesn't value contentment. I don't know if there are any, well, there is I do remember going to one event, and it was about it was a happiness awards ceremony. That was a long time ago. Anyway, I digress. Backing up to getting your buttons pushed. Notice, be aware of your behavior every waking moment. Question. If you make a conscious statement, let me give you an example of unconscious. Anytime, and I'm sorry, but this, hi, how are you? It's the one program. Hi, how are you? How are you doing? Hi, how was your weekend? Doing anything fun this weekend? How's your day going? All of that is the program. All of that, you're asking the question in the present moment, but if you're reciting a program, if you are reciting a program, is that still the present moment? I'm going to ask that question. Is that still the present moment if you're just reciting, hi, how are you? Or is that just a robotic behavior? If you are around me, I will never ask you how you're doing. I will never ask you how you're doing. In fact, let's all start a revolution. Oh, this being conscious and living consciously is no joke. No joke, my audience. And what happens is that the program people, which is the majority, you can predict their behavior. If someone doesn't, if I don't respond, I get a lot of messages, and I can't respond to everyone. And if I don't respond to someone, if I don't respond, I'm usually met with the program of, because I can feel energy. I can feel someone's energy. I can feel it very easily. You didn't answer me. You didn't respond. The program people take things personally. You didn't respond. You're not considerate. You know, I sent you a question. I sent this, and you're not responding. And it is. I can feel the expectation of others. I can feel their expectations. I can feel that. How do I say this? I can feel the programs. And I challenge you, my dear listeners, I challenge you, my dear audience, to practice, is what I'm saying a program? Why am I saying it? What is my intention? Do I have an agenda? All of those questions that you can ask will keep you in the present moment. The more questions you ask yourself, the more you question self, the more you're going to live in the present moment. And when I say question, I mean question why you're responding, why are you reacting as opposed to responding? Back to sometimes when I get these messages, sometimes I don't respond. Sometimes I don't write back. A lot of times I don't. I just don't. And then I got a comment of, write, you know, question. Why aren't you writing back? Why aren't you responding? It's just another program. All programs are from the past. All programs have been implemented at a very, very early age. And in fact, as soon as you're born, you're given a name, a nationality, a religion, a race, and a culture. Then you spend the rest of your life identifying and defending that program, identifying with the program. So I challenge you. We were all born, and babies only live in the present moment. Only in the present moment. I don't even know, do more research on that. I don't even know when that living in the past, living in the future starts, but I know that's a learned behavior. But if you look at the animals, all are living in the present moment, and that is where the my perspective is. That is where the most peace is found. Any questions? Any comments? Any disagreements? Gets back to practicing. If I try to bite off more than I can chew, forget it. Small bites. 30 seconds. 1 minute. 2 minutes a day. Or maybe three times a day. Or twice a day. Make it easy for yourself. I get this world of success. Hard work. That's another program. Birds don't have to work hard to fly. Fish don't have to work hard to swim. If you want to work hard, go for it. I'm bowing. Work hard. I want to flow hard. There's a difference between working and flowing. At least for me. Some of the program behaviors that subtract from happiness: living in the past, living in the future, trying to control anything or anyone outside of yourself, complaining. Where are most of the complaints coming from? Yesterday. Worrying. Oh, worrying is all future. If you worry, number one, it's not your fault. You were taught how to worry. But whatever you learned, you can unlearn. But worrying is all in the future. Fear, all in the future. Who's with me? Who's ready to take this ride in the present moment to the end of the road and remain in the present moment for as long as possible throughout the day? Is it possible? I haven't been able to do it all day. No. But I have pretty big chunks of present moment these days, and it comes from practicing. And if I can do it, my dear audience, so can you. So answer yes or no to any of these questions. If you're talking or complaining about anything about the past to someone else, I know it's a habit, and habits turn into addictions. There is an addiction to living in the past, talking about the past. Yes, I said it. And there's also a habit and an addiction to living in the future, staying in the future, 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 future. I get it. But if you are committed and if you choose to prioritize inner peace, contentment, happiness, you will want to, be inspired to, can't help but live in the present moment. And when you do practice living in the present moment, whether it's 30 seconds or whether it's 2 minutes or a half hour or an hour. Whenever you practice, celebrate, give yourself credit, and celebrate celebrate your decision. In other words, give yourself a hug, a stroke, pat on the back for doing something that the masses are not, for behaving in a way that the masses are not. I give you a homework assignment. Less talking. You scratch that. How about this? Practice not talking when you're around people. Just listening. I just want to listen. You know, there's good listeners. I just want to listen. And listen and hear what other people are talking about. Yesterday. Oh, and with that, look at this. Of course, I get booted out of the studio. Let me get right back in it. Click, 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 click. There we go. If you are seriously committed to prioritizing this thing we call happiness, you hear about taking action. It just doesn't happen. Action is required. And part of the action is practicing, living, staying in the present moment. I sure do appreciate you, audience. Reality spirituality is heard every Sunday, unless it's not, every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. It is still being updated, RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube, but that's a work in progress, and it is continual. I've been working on updating YouTube for, over a year now. Oh, well. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And I also wrote a book called The Book I Read, which is about who are your most influential authors. And I'll just give you David Hawkins. David Hawkins, H-A-W-K-I-N-S, not Hawkins, Hawkins. That's a whole, totally different dude. And the book that I'm writing now, which is going to be out, is going to be published before the end of summer, at least that's the intention, is called Program for Unhappiness. And so until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. Your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself by accepting yourself where you are in every moment. In every situation, you get an A+. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, global happiness specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. And remember, happiness, inner peace, and contentment are all practiced skills. And I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you will experience. The more you practice reflects your outcomes. The more you practice, scratch that, what you practice reflects how you live. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Yeah,
it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get real good.